Real Life presents the Jack Hibbs Podcast with intention and boldness to proclaim truth, equip the saints, and impact our culture.
Hey, everybody, this is probably one of the most absolute, the most absolute, bizarre, and yet effective, I pray, podcast that we've ever done or ever will do. And that is that we're going to address now, we're going to leave you, as it were, a time capsule, that the rapture has just happened. What are you going to do now? So serious are we about this that we are going to be making flash drives. We're going to get a bunch. And eventually, when we have them, we'll make them available for you to get and to have in your home for you to leave behind with those who have been left behind. So this is important. We've all preached about the rapture, and there's been bozos that have said for years it's not going to happen. Well, it just did. That's what we're going to be bringing to you today. What are you going to do? What do you do next if you find yourself left behind? Stay tuned.
You can get the outlines of this podcast by going to jackhibbs.com/podcast. Today, if this podcast lifts you up and encourages you to live a more fulfilled life in Christ, then make sure you leave us one of those 5-star ratings. To us, that's like saying amen or yes. Then that rating will encourage others to listen. Now open your hearts to what God's Word has to say to you. Here is Jack Hibbs.
Well, I'm at a loss as to what to feel, not what to say. I know exactly what to say, but I'm at a loss for what to feel. You're watching this right now because what you heard about has happened. What you have been told, what you clearly rejected to believe and failed to embrace and to believe, is what you've heard, read about, your friends have told you, your kids have been telling you, your parents have been telling you. There's even been the movies that have been made of it, but you have in fact been left behind and it's been covered up. Are you watching this right now? What's happening? There's a whole lot of people missing in the world right now, and you're scared and you're terrified, and you should be, because what's in store for you is something that I'm not quite sure how to answer, because the Bible is so incredibly clear in one point regarding possibly you that it terrifies me to bring it up. But on the flip side, if you're listening to this right now and the rapture has taken place and you've been left behind, then if you have never heard the gospel and for whatever reasons you're watching this right now, you need to pay close attention. By the time you're seeing this right now, there still may be somewhat of a lull in the panic. I mean, I'm not downplaying the fact that there are people around the world trying to explain what's just happened. And you're hearing all kinds of stuff in the news. You're hearing all kinds of stuff about a bizarre intervention of evolution. That evolution, the powers of a natural world has made its sudden leap into its next evolutionary step, which was instant transformation, and people that were raptured were removed from the evolutionary step, where you're being told that don't worry, it's all going to be fine. In fact, you're special. These bad people, these knuckle-dragging Christians had to be removed. Maybe you're hearing something right now where people are in fact talking about what our friends told us and what the Bible supposedly has to say did in fact happen. Maybe, but most likely you're hearing something of someone speaking now or shall speak soon on international media, calming you, telling they're going to help you, that it's all going to work out okay, don't worry about it, but you've been left behind. Friend, listen, you've been left behind. Jesus Christ has come for his church, and you didn't go. And in a matter of hours or weeks, if it hasn't happened already, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that because of the rapture has taken place and you did not pay attention, you did not believe, that you are going to be deceived by your own choice and you are going to momentarily, if not soon, believe the lie. Definite article, the, and the word lie. You are going to believe a supernatural lie from Satan. And yeah, you're laughing. I'm sure you're, oh, Satan, I'm sure. Hey, listen, can I remind you? You have been fatally wrong and guilty of laughing off Jesus. And now here you are. I'm gone, we're gone, and you're still here. What do you do now? Well, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and you should read it, that you had the chance to believe in the love of the truth, but you refused it. And so God is judging you by sending you strong delusion that you will believe the lie because you did not have and you did not put faith when you had the chance in Christ. I don't know how that goes out. I don't know how it plays out for you. Nobody does. No theologian knows how this plays out for you. Is it possible for you who knew the gospel, who knew that Jesus died on the cross for you and rose again from the dead, and that you knew that he was coming back, at least you heard of it. You had it in your head, but you didn't believe it. I have to tell you, I don't know if you can actually be saved or not based on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look, read it. Are you condemned by your unbelief according to that scripture? I pray not. But there are those in the world, no doubt, that will be hearing the gospel preached. You're going to be, you're going to soon hear of breaking news of a leader, probably out of Europe. Someone's going to arise and they're going to have an idea on how to bring a peace treaty to Israel regarding its dilemmas and its enemies. And they're gonna have a peace treaty, friends, on TV soon. That's 7 years long. It's a 7 year long peace treaty with Israel and its enemies. This man will engineer this. And for the first 3.5 years, starting right now, there's going to be a swell of peace and prosperity for 3.5 years, but that peace and prosperity is laced with profound demonic deception. This man is going to swoon you into not only believing in him, but believing in him to the point that you are going to begin to think that the gods have visited us. It may be explained to you that he is some form or type of an alien being, a manifestation of the sons of God. There may be something said to you that that's who Jesus really was one of many enlightened ones, and now he's the newest, he's the latest and the greatest. The Bible calls him the son of perdition. The Bible calls him the Antichrist. The Bible calls him a human that is demon-possessed. In fact, demon is possessed to the point where Satan himself at some point will enter him. 7 year peace treaty with Israel. And in about 3.5 years from now, he's going to stand in the newly rebuilt temple in Jerusalem that he's probably going to give the permit to have rebuilt. He's going to stand in that temple and declare himself to be God. And the world is going to go nuts in approval of him. They're going to love it. And you're going to have to choose between Yahweh being God and the Bible being true. By the way, I'm assuming that you're able to get a hold of a Bible right now. There may be there might be a movement to banish all Bibles, to burn them, destroy them. There might even be an attempt to erase the Bible from being available from the cloud or online. I don't know. But the fact is, I'm gone and you're here. And listen, this is what you fail to believe in. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Why? What should we do about that? Verse 13, Titus chapter 2, 11, down to verse 15. But Titus 2, 13 says, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that we might, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no one despise you. I want to just focus on the fact that I'm gone because I was looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friend, what's ahead of you if you're going to choose to follow Jesus Christ now is a time of unprecedented persecution. And though you refused to live your life for Jesus when you had a chance, that opportunity now is gone from you. Now, if you're going to become a follower of Jesus Christ, you will be killed for it. The book of Revelation chapter 13 tells you that you, for having putting or going to put your faith in Jesus Christ, you will be beheaded. You're not going to be strangled. You're not going to be shot. The book of Revelation chapter 13 says you will be beheaded for putting your faith in Jesus now. And I want to suggest, no, I want to tell you that though the opportunity for you to live for Christ is now gone, the opportunity now is upon you to die for Christ because it is here. And what's in store for you when they offer you the prefix number? You're going to be granted a number. They may play off of, in the United States, your social security number. If you're in the EU, your personal ID number. If you're in China, it may be your personal identification social score number that's uniquely yours. Doesn't matter what it is, where you're at. You're going to be offered to receive a prefix number, which will allow you to continue to obtain food, mobility, some form of a diluted freedom under the reign of this individual and his powers. Right now, as I speak to you, nations are swearing allegiance to this guy because he's got the answers. I just want to remind you that he has demonic powers and demons are speaking through him. That's why he's so convincing. Listen to him. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to how he's saying it. He's got remarkable answers, does he not? Pretty soon you're going to be seeing him manifest a co-partner with him. He's going to have a sidekick, a religious leader known as the false prophet in the Bible. I'm sure he's going to have a different name for him. What will he be? I'm guessing right now. Is he a ecumenical unifier? Is it the Antichrist PR man? Well, whoever he is, he's going to be a religious leader. You may have already found out about him. This guy's going to give some company, some corporation, the task to create some form of AI device, a humanoid type thing, not all human, not all mechanical, some hybrid device. I'm going to call it a device. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, power is going to be given to it to appear to breathe. It's going to appear to speak to you. one thing is certain. It is able to discern who has the mark of the beast, number 666, added to that prefect or preface number. So this thing will be able to determine that Joe has got 666, 529, 27, 62, 49 as a personal ID number. You don't get a new number. You get the prefix. The 666 is added to your life. Everyone in the world is going to be required to take this number and add it to their personal ID. If you don't, you're not going to eat. If you don't, you can't travel. If you don't, you can't leave your house or your neighborhood. If you don't take it, you're going to be subversive. If you don't take it, you are going to be deemed as a revolutionary, a renegade, an enemy of the state. You are going to be someone who is hindering the third millennium that is going to be ushered in by this guy. The world is confused right now. The world is in terror. And the unthinkable has happened to you. You never thought it would happen because you didn't believe in him. But it's happened. I want to encourage you to read the gospel if you can get your hands on one, if you can get your hands on the Bible. Search, find, hunt one down. And if you get one, you might have to tear the pages up and to keep it into certain parts of your shoes or your jacket. I don't think you're going to be able to walk around with a full-blown Bible. It's going to be too obvious. But you need to read it. And you should stop making fun of it. Because how did that turn out for you? You see, we the silly ones, the ones who were waiting for Jesus to come, you laughed at us and you made fun of us, and that breaks our heart for you. But maybe by God's grace, you are now interested. Well, before you is an advent of time of profound spiritual deceivers. There's going to be a profound escalation in people trying to launch or perpetrate war. And this guy is going to try to calm all that. And he's going to do a good job for 3.5 years. He's going to deceive people by prosperity and by peace. But then the hatred, the human heart left alone. Jesus told us in Matthew 24 that ethnic groups are going to start to kill and murder other ethnic groups on a global scale. There's going to be extreme, bizarre, unexplainable diseases coming shortly that cannot be cured. People are going to go insane on a mass scale. As the, in about 3.5 years from now, the last 3.5 years out of the 7 will be filled with extreme violence, demonic activity, and plagues that are going to befall the earth. Choking, smoke-filled atmospherics, signs in the atmosphere of unbelievable terror. Manifestation of demonic activity that the Bible describes as insects, looking like insects with some sort of man-like faces, but they look like a lion with great teeth, having bizarre hands, but with stingers and a tail that strikes like a scorpion. He's describing demons that are going to come. It's going to cost you everything to follow Jesus now. And so you're going to have to make a choice to die for Christ, to dive into the truth of the Bible if you can find one. In a merciful act by God, the Bible says he's going to send an angel to fly through the midst of the atmosphere and proclaim the everlasting gospel to the world. I don't know how that's going to happen, except he says, I'm going to send an angel to fly through the midst of the atmosphere. That means lower than 126,000 feet. That's what it means, actually. You know that? From zero, from sea level to 126,000 feet is atmosphere before it goes to space. But it's going to be lower than that because the Bible says an angel is going to fly through the atmosphere and proclaim the everlasting gospel. Will that be digital? Will it be something else? Will it be vocal? I don't know. You're going to find out. I don't care. But you need to care. Because the rapture's happened. That thing that your friend said would never happen, don't even pay any attention to those kooks. You should have read the Bible for yourself, but I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to give you some hope. If you turn to Jesus, you're going to have to die for him. Just settle that right now, but don't be afraid. Because they can only take your earthly body. Your soul and your spirit can be saved right now. You can have your sins forgiven. And you can become part of the underground of believers that are doing everything they can. Be careful who you talk to. There's going to be a lot of people turning other people in as spies. You are going to be an enemy of the state, as I said earlier. So be careful who you talk to. Be careful what you say. But know this, that you do have the opportunity to still make it to heaven. Just know that, just resolve this now. Just look, you were going to die anyway, right? Die of cancer. You were going to die because your parachute didn't open up. Skydiving. You're going to die because your bungee cord rubber band snapped. You're going to die because you got hit by a truck. You weren't going to live forever. So can you just make a resolution right now that you're going to die for Jesus now? Believe in every word that you read in the Bible. Believe it. Start right now in John's gospel if you have it. After you read John's gospel, then go to Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Read it tonight. And then go to 1st and 2nd Timothy to find out about what Bible doctrine is. And then I want you to go to 1st and 2nd Thessalonians to get instructions on what to do next. And then read the book of Revelation specifically. Now, listen, there's no need for you to read chapters 2, 3, and 4. those already happened. What you need to read about right now is chapters 6 and on of the book of Revelation, because you're going to live it. So you need to know what you're about to go through. But you've been left behind. And I want to say we're sorry for that. We told you. And yet we must embrace the will of God, because God's word is true. He didn't forget you. He didn't make a mistake and leave you behind. You saw to it that you were left behind. God's truth is eternal. And God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that if you would believe in him, you would not perish, but have everlasting life. That word perish means to die and to inherit hell. The wrath of God is coming upon the earth. No one will escape it. You're going to hear all kinds of lies, remarkable things. You're going to see unbelievable supernatural manifestations that are going to be so convincing. You're going to be tempted to believe them. Don't do it. Don't do it. The days of deception have fallen upon you. Your last now and final chance is to give your life to Christ and to live for him. I pray God's discernment upon your life. I pray that God will bring others into your life, that you can encourage one another in the scriptures, and that the wisdom of God would be upon you to know what you should do next according to the word of God. But tell your family, tell your friends with discernment. Don't trust anyone. They may turn you in. But use every bit of opportunity to share the news that all these things were written down in advance. All these things were prophesied in the scriptures. And now you're living these moments of Earth's final history, of Earth's final story. And by God's grace, you'll die for Jesus. And if you do that now, we will see you up here in heaven. And pay attention like you never have before. Pay attention to God's word now. In fact, this is rather eerie, but I offer you this prayer even though I'm in heaven. I pray for you that God would open up the eyes of your mind, the depths of your soul, and the resolve of your spirit to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and his holy word unwaveringly all the way through. Because, friend, as you begin to fade away in this world by death, death has been swallowed up in victory by Jesus Christ. And as your eyes grow dim and your body begins to grow cold and you start to feel the shiver of death's encroachment upon you, know this, that to be absent from your body is to immediately present, to be present with the Lord. To be absent from your body is to immediately be present with the Lord. And we'll be waiting for you on the other side. That's if you choose Christ, please. I pray that God bestows upon you profound grace at a time like this, because he will. Turn to him, the real Jesus Christ, and he will take care of you. Be faithful, friend, unto death, and the Lord will give you the crown of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
This Jack Hibbs podcast, as well as all the broadcast outreach opportunities, are listener supported. Will you consider partnering with us through a special gift? Go to jackhibbs.com to learn more and stay connected.